Okay, I wanted to a little bit explain. I mean, last two times or so, we got together at Chalamoid a few times. I learned something inside. I find it. I think it's an important Indian, to learn things inside a little bit, to get a feel for some Indianim that you don't normally get a feel for. I mentioned that the Nesiv Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, was, besides being an extraordinary person in many ways, he was a big mechanech. He had a tremendous sense of chinuch. And his klal to his melamdim was that always speak at the level of the kids, except he said, mipam lepam, like before yontiv, speak a notch above. In other words, chinuch generally is to explain to the kid, and every so often it's important to know there are things beyond where you are also. And you know, yontiv is a time, that's its mitzias, you're oyla regal and you move forward. So it's a time to learn things that we wouldn't normally learn. It's a little bit a step past us. Let me just give a little bit of akdama, what the sefer is, who it is, what it is. The Baal HaTanya, in the Shalshals of Chassidus, there was the Baal Shem Tov, who we know very little about. The Baal Shem Tov had two Talmidim, that were the prime Amudim. There was the Toldus, that had one certain signin, and the Magid, who had another signin. The Magid's Talmidim were the ones that they produced the most, what you would say, in terms of Torah's Achsidus, in many different forms. The Baal HaTanya was one of his big Talmidim, depending on which chassid you are. You argue he's the biggest, or it doesn't make a difference. He was one of the big Talmidim. And the Baal HaTanya the sefer that he wrote was Tanya, as Likutei Amorim, to be more exact. And he would darshan a lot. And it wasn't just he would darshan a lot, whereas in most chassidus, the purpose of divrei Torah and darshaning was to be malhiv de levavos v'yevad Hashem. You want people to come to davening, you want people to chesed, you want people to learn more, so you tell them divrei musar, and you know, on a different signum, to get them going. Chabad was unusual in that the core of the shita was that a hamaka in the pnimius of Torah is uplifting in itself, and it is probably the central amud of avodah. That was the mitzias. That was Chabad. It changed, evolved, or revolved, depending on how you interpret it. But peshaito now, the type of inyan that learning it would be meromim you was an understanding of the godless habayre and pnimius of Torah, not godless habayre so much of the world around, that's the external godless habayre, but mitzad the pnimius inyanim. So the Baal HaTanya, who was a giant lecholadeus, took a certain chelik of Kabbalah, fenced it off, made that available to chassidim. There was a very strong fence. You were not allowed to learn Kabbalah, but you're allowed to learn Chassidus, which is like a tchum, a certain, like, let's call it a kid's pool in Chassidus. This is where I go. The point of it was always to take you to a certain nekud of ispailus and godless habayre by being misamik in the pnimis rebriya. And the typical Chabad avoidus Hashem was you would sit down 2 hours before davening, you would take a maima of the Rebbe, you would learn it with a tremendous amount of iyun. The lesson was to sweat your yarmulke through, to really get into it, to keep your regish to a minimum, and when you couldn't help it and the regish burst forth, then you were ready for davening. That was the signum of Chabad. It was an extraordinary signum. He actually, in the Chassidus itself, was like that for many Doros, and the last two Doros, it took a change in a very different direction. There was, obviously, the Goyim's main Isnagdus was not the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov wasn't his contemporary, was with the Baal HaTanya, and, you know, for us, our Messiah is Eilevel Divikim Chayim, and Shnei Malachim Iskoshishim, where are you? Most people who handle in one, handle in the other. The people who understand the Goyim's Ksavim also know the Baal HaTanya's Ksavim. That's the people that I've known. And you know, with Rabbi Weintraub's Chanukah Vrachi, Rabbi Chaim Ramosha, they were yonik from both, and the Baal HaTanya's Balatanya's material, he would go around in different towns and would say his drushim. Some overlapped, some were different. They have the Tanya is what he wrote specifically as a Madrich Avodas Hashem. The main drushim were put together by his grandson at Tzemach Tzedek, was the third Rebbe, and they were put out in the two sfarim. One was called Torah Oyer on Breishis and Shmois. One was called the Kute Torah on Vayikra Bamidbar Dvarim. He did it either because of the censor, there were some issues, the censor had acid, that's one possibility, or the Tzemach Tzedek added his notes in the second Chelek, and he didn't feel right that it has the same, should have the same maimed as the first Chelek, so it's called the Kute Torah. It is the, probably the most prominent sefer of Chassidus after the Tanya in Chabad. The Kute Torah has it's some that stands, and it's very, very chashuv sefer. A word about his grandson. The Tzemach Tzedek was the third generation. Tzemach Tzedek was a Goyen, lo yu'umendik a Goyen. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula is like everything he knew. He was accepted by Litvisha as well, a very close relationship, because he was a Goyen and he was a Nigla. There were no specific Chassidische Hanhoges that created issues. He was mekubal everybody. He wrote something like, must be 250,000 pages in his lifetime. He used to write, took him 5-6 minutes to finish a page. He would write 3 hours a day. He was an incredible, prolific writer. I mean, if you see, have you seen Yeshiva, they have a set of collections of his stuff, 32 volumes, blue on top, white sit all the way on top, that somebody has to, once in a while somebody has something to bring down. That's just a liquid of his things, the Fi Aleph Beis, and a lot of his things are notes. Aina bin Bechaya, you know, V'cheinu b'medesh rabba kan v'kan, and it was an incredible, the Tzemach Tzedek was an incredible, incredible person. He wrote the things, in this edition of Likutei Torah, the small print is the Tzemach Tzedek, we're not going to look at that, we'll see just the rest of it, we'll try to get, this is a mimer on Simchas Yisraeva. The nusach and the flavors very much, the one of the things that takes, I'm getting used to is, Every chash of a mahalach had its own vocabulary, had its own knation, its own mahalchim, and that's part of it. And it has very much its own knation. It's Likutei Torah is one of the. There's Likutei Torah that Arizal wrote. It's a minor safe of the Arizal's. It's not one of his main sfarim. It's bits and pieces here. And I mean, everything Arizal was tremendous, but it's not his main safe. It's not the Eitz Chaim. In the Balatanya's Likutei Torah is the Balatanya's drushim, his main drushim. They've put out a lot of other stuff, but these count as many things. And it's a new world, it's a new understanding, and we'll see. Okay, Ushafta Mayim V'Sas Mayim. Now he usually what he does is, since we have computers, we have good mishalim, he opens a lot of windows before he gets back to his first point. So he can leave you hanging with half a dozen windows open. And then starts resolving from a whole different place and comes back very late. You don't need to keep all the kashas floating around your head. I mean, if you have the room, that's great. But as I'm saying, it's not. Ushafte mayim besosim mayna Yeshua. Ksiv b'yoyim ashmini atzeres tielachem. Pirish. Ki b'chol ashonai makriv agam ezbeach porim ve'elim ukvosim asirim. Normally, the tzeda krava was karbonis. So the normal hanhaga of hakrova of avoda was through eish. Ubechaga sukis, hayimenaschim mayim al gabe amizbeach v'nischa mayim kol shiva. There was a yichud that the 7 days you had a new type of avoda with nischa mayim. Ach, biyoyim ashmini tielon lochem lechol abchinas alol. Atzeres lechem lechol abchinas alol. On the eighth day, you needed to sort of gather in all of the different mahalchim of saya krov of eish and saya void of mayim. Ubir in yezeh. Now he says he adds a point which is very much his knaches in general. This is more of akdama. Kihine, achshav shenu beis hamigdash v'lo mizbeach. We don't have this avoda befoil. So you need to find something that turns you on. When you had it lemaisa, you lived it. You lived karbonis, you lived nischa mayim, and you got from it because you lived through it. Now that we don't have it, we need to think about it to be me'er a certain regish in our nefesh that's comparable to where it's coming from.
On
the one hand, the b'chinas eish, b'chinas nizcha mayin shebechag, or b'chinas yoyim ha-shmini shebe'atzeres kol b'chinas al. So, korbanis, nizcha mayim, and atzeres are inyonim that we need to get some sort of feel for it. Because when you do it l'maisa, it leaves some sort of roshim on you, whether you understood, somebody eats a gzayis matzah. So whether you understood all the amkos of matzah or not, the tam matzah itself sends some sort of message. We don't have it, we don't have avoda. So without his bainus, we're not going to have all of these inyanim. V'hine amar Hazal, tefilos k'neged tmidim tiknu. So the first thing he says is, now let me give you just the sense of it. He's going to explain karbonis in general, and what's k'neged karbonis. He's going to explain nisu hamayim, and what's k'neged nisu hamayim, and where the atzeres comes in. So the first thing is karbonis. He says, v'nye, k'avoyde shebelev zu tfila, v'alev hu roim ishegem mizbeach. K'shem shoy beiz mizbeiches pnime v'chitzen, the heart itself also has two chambers, one more on the outside, one more on the inside. So he says like this: the fire represents. I'm skipping a drop to give a little bit the flavor, a little bit, and the understanding. Fire represents always something that is hislavus, simon. If fire creates a tremendous thirst, you become parched. You need to. It has the ability to scoop up everything and to devour it and to destroy it. So when a person does tefillah, he's being me'or the ava tivis belev. Ava is, we speak of passion as being a fire, a raging fire. V'hu al derech ma she'omru ach Hashem yelchu ke'ari yishak. It's a p'china of going after Kadosh Baruch Hu like a lion that roars. In other words, with a tremendous tza'aka, drisha, tza'aka, and so on. She avos eves mazatz b'levodim bezoches Hashem she'neroitzili esnif ha'shalom. It's like the mashal is, and this is a point that he's going to be working with in the soon. Whenever a person feels that he's meruchek from Hashem, it creates a tremendous urgency to go after Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like when you see somebody running, like a child, when he sees a parent going away, he starts screaming and yelling and running after him. So the p'china of tza'aka, it's ach Hashem yecho ke'ari yishak, that's a certain p'china where a person is nis'oirer because of a tremendous tshuka. Uksiv k'Hashem alkecha ish oichlohu. Ish oichlo, ish shesorif u'mechalas kol ha'ishim asher lo la'Hashem heima. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Oichla. It means, the way he describes it is, he devours fire. In other words, the passions and drives that a person has for things that are Navaris Hashem become absorbed. They themselves become consumed by the fire for what's that. Somebody has a tremendous cheshek he has a dream to get a new car, and he's infatuated with that, and he's for that. And then he finds out, Rachmon Hatzlan, that he's very not well. And so his entire mohus becomes caught up with finding a cure for himself, and the desire and ambition for the car is gone. In other words, when a person turns on a hislavus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it consumes the other ones. And that's why Chazal said you're not allowed to eat before davening. Because Shemitzad malose esir lavroi lishot poi v'lech mimenu. So he says like this. I mean, you're talking about a madrega that's kind of a little bit beyond us, but it's filler supposed to look. It's not possible that a person open his eyes in the morning and he's hungry, and not to eat it out of hunger. I mean, I don't eat before davening, but I can tell you without a coffee before davening, there's no davening. The first thing you want is a coffee, and you know, and those times when you when you're going for a coffee, you're also a coffee person. That's your tshuka. In order for a person to eat it the way he's supposed to eat it, he's supposed to first have a tshuka for something higher, and then he can say, okay, I need bread, I need butter, I need coffee, whatever it is that the person needs. So to start off the morning with a tshuka, with an eish for something else, would be wrong. You must first start off with an eish for tefillah. The kibush according to tefillah shadayin lebiyer v'sarfas ha'mayshul be'eish l'mayla. Varehu mekusha bedaigas ha'parnasa. So he lists daigas ha'parnasa. Arei mekusha l'mata. V'noifel madrega shan yonim gashmim. Harehu shove madrega el alechem ha'sha'oichel v'enroi lishna lechmenu. This is a finer knetch. He says, what makes you cheshiva than the kikah lechem? Because you're at a higher place in the bria. If your metzias is kol kuloi kosher with gashmias, then you're just another part of that cycle. In order to eat something else, you have to be, it says much of an amoris is not to eat meat. Because you're a behemah and that's a behemah, so what gave you the right, where are you higher than it? If a person is, there's a famous work from Chatzka Bramsky, very sharp word. He says in an Yom Kippur Dika Davening, he says, when they get to the part, Adam may offer the Seifila offer, he says, old ladies cry. Right? So especially old ladies mean just simple sentimentality. He says, that's a stupid place to cry. I mean, the equation is good. He said, you know, you study me off of a safe offer. He says, "Benafshe yavilachma is where you should cry. That you traded in a shama for bread. That's where you lost out. That's a fire sale." But he said, "If I can't, me offer a safe offer is good." He said, as long as a person himself is still a gashmistic person, then he's not shaykh, then he becomes v'zeh avodas adam b'tefillah lisreif daigas ha'parnasa, which he makriv magam mizbeach sayas chitum lachas. Then he adds a very fascinating point. He says, "V'loy inyan ha'parnasa atzma ki tzricha v'akosam shabeach v'im yigei kaperek zeh ha'shrecha avla daigas adam meitze v'doig al zeh. So he makes a very important distinction. Parnassah is something a person is supposed to engage in, a person is supposed to do. You know, you get a kabel sochel, whatever person has to do in order to be mefarnes himself. But when there's nafshi is attached to it, where a person feels a certain sense of pride in his self-measurement by his salary or whatever it is, that's the Eish Zarah is talking about. So when a person turns in tefillah and he makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu the center, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving everything and everything else just Eich HaTimtza, he's mechala that Eish, and b'meila, now he's ready to consume things because he has something else going inside him. That's Nekuda 1. Next Nekuda, Beis. V'hinam razal, afal pishay shered melamayla man ha-shamayim, mitzvah lahavi min ahedyet. And even though a person, even though Eish is Yerad Maya Shemayim, but there's still mitzvah ahead. Kidei lasis hachona le'eish al ma'ila shetherei zizeh. You need to make a hachona that it should come down. Ulahavin inyan zeh. So he goes through here we'll just take one mashal. Ulahavin inyan zeh b'avodas Hashem. Hina HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra zeriat stokos matzmiach yeshuas. I just want to see one piece in this inyan here. He speaks about a person needs to knock himself a little bit. There's a b'chin of smoylatach zeroyshe v'yimina t'chapkeni. Take a look at, let's say it's where you have the parentheses, ayin mashakasav mizeh bibir, two lines later. Pirish. Shedoicha umashbas adam kashe yosim alibay viyamik daitoi umachshavtoi
Eich shu rochak ma'ashem betachas chas v'sholem uki yitze v'eila inyanim.
Part of the process of yearning for something higher is by breaking yourself and understanding how far you are.
Asher kol ze nimshach misita de smol kenoida v'loy she'a b'china smol shakash brocha atzma doiche.
In other words, a person needs to introspect on himself and see how far down he is.
Skip down with the next parentheses. Val derech says Sidur Azal kol aviduyim sheb yom kippur shemisvadim al nafshem vayimim saran utavnu keitzibem shemaspil asem v'kadosh baruch hu.
So the Seder Advarim, where a person is mashpil himself and a person brings himself down, that's part of it.
The Oimrim, what you're saying is, at the end of the vidui, you're saying Eich shem rechoykim oidmen yisbarach.
Those are the type of things, as a person feels far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we think we're in close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say a person has a close friend, and he takes it for granted. And he doesn't do much to keep up the friendship, but he's sort of under the illusion that we're great friends. And then begins to realize that the other person is pulling away from him. That tends to, and the person realizes, yeah, you know, I didn't invite him for this, I didn't meet him here, I ignored him. Those are things that bring a person closer. So the hisboininess of the viduyim and the chatoyim is the sense of how far they are from it.
Okay.
Let's skip down. Let's go all the way to Gimel. The tendency is to be Meirich a lot, and each one. Before we go to Gimel, maybe let's just take a look at the bottom of Beis. This is he gives a chsidish a taich into a pasuk with his line.
V'zeh shom razal mitzvah lahavi min ahedyet.
It says by the eish, even though there's an eish min hashamayim, there's a mitzvah lahavi min ahedyet. So he says here a taich that goes with in line what he says. Pirish hedyet. Mitzvah in a hedyot means from simple physical things bring another bit of fire for this.
Umimila de hedyota, haino, kasha yosim odma libalias mur de chushbina, kolmila de yota, kolamachshov de isa shola shem hema, shabakol yomov, vechurok mashem betachas, meshugas and metuov, yukinas moldecha, vinikloid mazois, veshovel nivzabenov, mois bechayov, vazis marme moid vyitzak. Al Hashem batzaloi, kechsiv tzorak libo. Umerirus hazoisim v'osilasis hachon alei shal mailo, kines avas Hashem v'shashalikis, as the way.
In other words, the eish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tshuka falekus. The eish min ahedyet is the sense of how much you've messed up. So even though there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a certain tzimon, talekus, in the Mizbeach, there's a mitzvah to bring your own personal shviras alev, your own personal knocking of yourself, to promote that. And that's what it brings. That's the end of Beis. Gimel.
V'hine, kol ze obchinas eish lagav mizbeach. So this is eish. Ach, yesh b'china cheres g'doyla v'gavoya mizeh. There's a higher dagger than this.
So you have the eish that the hedyot brings, the eish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'or, the tshuka that a yid is nis'or to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a higher dagger.
V'b'chinas mayim sheminas haga mizbeach b'chag ha-sukkis. Shamayim meravin tzimon abo misoid ha-eish. K'mo shekosav hoikol tzom ilchul ha-mayim.
In other words, eish creates a thirst. And there's a certain expression of the thirst. There's a certain hisbatus of it. And then there's also, well, the quenching.
V'gam b'b'chinas madregas mayim ishkam b'chinas shazul ma'azu.
The depth and the level at which a person can connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have that hana, that tainuk of kesher, comes in different levels. It's not one. Chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what level you are.
There's a pchina kirchsiv atar reis ladas kashem al kirchayim v'aretz enod mulvadei b'riya chushes. There's a pchina that's called atar reis ladas.
U'pchina zu nikre pchinas mayim shemekar mechabes koyim ha'esh.
Ki me'achar shu b'pchinas bitl mitziz gam yisparach. Hari mimelo umeilov miskar choyim eish ativa shenav shalikis vatzimor kibushes shalhebes.
It begins to subside, and it gives a beautiful mashal. Let's say the mashal outside. picture the following scene, and not uncommon. A child spots a parent that he misses, wants to be, so he yells, he screams, he gets agitated and he runs. When he jumps up and you grab the child, there's peace, there's quiet and tranquility. The expression of having gotten there, of having come there, Basi Lagani, is a certain tranquility. So the coming, you meet somebody that you didn't see, you yell, you say something, and you run towards him, and then when you give a hug, it's quiet. In other words, getting there has one expression, and being there has a second expression. So he says, and this is Mashal, the Kamoila Mashal, Avas Abena La'av Kishroitzes Karavilov, Vadayin Kras Rochaik, Aza Ava Nires Viniglis Vinalev Luchut Shetzoik Abba Abba. So the expression of the Ava when he's not there but wants to be there is a yell, a scream. It's Masha Enkin Shaitzel Oviv Mamish Hine Halev Toichirotzev Ava. Avul Eina Nir Viniglis Chutz Minalev. That Ava doesn't express itself. It's kulei quiet and kulei pnimius. If you go back to where it says by Leo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him first there'll be there'll be an Eish and then there'll be a Sar and then it called Mamadaka, and that's what a Shechina is. It's the Pshat, it's a Mahalach. The getting there is with Koilus Abrakim. And it's the being there that's called Momadaka. So those are necessary steps, but the etzem being there has a different expression. V'zer iyan tefillah shmeina esrei belachash b'chashai ki psuka dezimur moris avikush eish l'ser v'chalsi eish l'ser v'chanal. Psuka dezimur expresses the desire, one sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and one is desirous of greeting him, of meeting him. So psuka dezimur, it should be out loud. But Shemayin Esra is Yo'im Midlifnei HaMelech. It's a moment of Chibur. V'areyu ki l'adayin rochik min HaMelech. That's by Pesuk Zimra. Ma she'enkin b'tfilah shrei ki lo'im Midlifnei HaMelech. Vo'im Baruch Ato. Over there, and then he says, skipping the next line, so, V'aderech z'atik n'moyir b'anachnach shubchin haspital, and the kriyas n'eshtach ha'voice, and so on. Okay, so he says there are two dargas in his karvus and kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the darga of wanting to be close, and as the dagger being close itself. Ach liyos bechina madreig zu kvu anetur b'leiv adem kol ayoyim shal yomut mizeh soch mashayitz nafshay. But this doesn't last. He says, ki ina anaroyim b'chush achat v'l shmein eser choyzes v'yoshayna. You see, after shmein eser, it's back to the four. V'eitza mitis, he says, hu, esik ha-toyer v'l choyseho. The real eitza is learning. And that's why learning requires a certain calm, tranquility. That's the metzias of learning. Im ayosim ulubashim b'dvarim gashmim tachtoinik when binyan is roye moed v'chulu hein heina tach zichet v'ex v'yisparach. So even though you're dealing with two guys arguing about a farm, at what time is a plant considered to be the new year, the old year, you're dealing with very physical things. But since this is a theme that he repeats ein soif in Tanya and every other places, but the core of the halacha, these are all demonstrations of a certain pnimius. But when you're touching a halacha, the core of it, and the muscle he always gives is, when you hug somebody, it doesn't make a difference how many layers of sweaters and coats he has, you're still hugging the person. So he says, any Torah is a chibur, a guf a chibur. Hein heina tach seyiz v'yisparach, mashkasib mokar macha. V'tzorich adam li botov l'kol el v'yisparach, and a person can become totally engrossed in learning in a way that there's no self. He's coolly involved with what he's learning. And so on. So he finishes pretty much. It's a very hard, in other words, on Sukkis, and because Sukkis is Meramis, there's a Seif, and so on and so forth, you have a chance to be Toyim
of the Bechinas Mayim Shavoy. So normally, Davodas Hashem in general is a lot of Hachana, and the Hachana is by arousing one's sense of Ratzon to be Kosek Hashem Baruch Hu, one's sense of Richuk and Tshuka to be Kosek Hashem Baruch Hu. There are moments when the person realizes the Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Bechinas Mayim. In davening the Moshel Pesuk V'Zimr Shemoneh Esrei, in general, learning is that part. V'zehu, let's just finish last piece. So Shmini Atzeres is the Chetimtza to be koiled, because it's something that needs a klita. It's not something that stays very easily on a person. V'zehu sha'afte mayim b'sas mayim Yeshua, ki b'chinas mayim anal tzor lias b'chinas ma'ayon. In other words, if it doesn't become a mayon in the person, and it doesn't where to flow from, it's not going to last, because by its nature, it's something that peters out. A person is not in that madrega naturally. The madrega of the first madrega of the slavas and the shteikikus, that the person has even when he's rochik. It says that reshoyim amaleim harata, because fakat, the person, that's something you can expect of a person at any time. But to have some hakara of kesha, that the person has that sense of enough of that, where the person expresses it through an avoida that's b'sheket, that's something that's unusual. And it requires something. Shemoneh Esrei doesn't last. Tairi says is the only thing that has a mahalak like that, where a person is dovuk and toughest in a way that you can compare it to a chibuk, and that's why learning requires a coolness. It's not through tzaaka and islavus. I mean, there's islavus in learning, but it's the etzem process is a thinking process. It's a sichlistic process. It's a pchinas mayim. He says so of all the things that gives that atzeres on a practical level is that. So briefly, so basically, his point is nisuch hamayim is an unusual avoida. Most all avoidas, yayin is also something. I don't know if he says it here, it's other places. Yayin by its nature is something that arouses passion, makes a person loud, boisterous. When a person drinks wine, he becomes louder, noisier, you know, redder. When a person drinks water, he calms down. A person is thirsty and drinks the water, you know, there's a certain sense of relief, of tranquility. So most of the avoda, because mostly we are rochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the one we need the most, and it's the one that we can relate to the most, that's the mainstay of avoda. Nisuch HaMayim was the opportunity to be toyim a b'chinas avoda that was being there. That's also an avoda. That's something it needs an expression, and that expression is nisuch HaMayim. And a person needs to be able to be coiled at that, because that slips away very easily. That's very distant from a person, actually. And he says the cleat of that is through learning, through sichlius. It's very, very interesting. The Kadmoinim, even the Goyim, had certain ideas that in a broader perspective, even though on the technical level it didn't last, one of Aristotle's infamous biological statements is that the job of the mind is to cool down the heart. The brain is basically an air conditioner, a glorified air conditioner, cooling down the heart from its heat. So on a biological level, it's not something that we can easily we can easily accept or need to accept. But mitzad pnimi shebo, it certainly is a rightful thing. In other words, the nature of the heart is mishtoikik, the nature of the mind is calm, and it's a certain it's mitzias is to be typhus the things as they are. The heart wants to be typhus, the mind is typhus. The heart creates a shtoikus for learning, the mind learns. Sukkos is that yontiv when you have this chamayim, and Shemir Atzeres is the time when you're able to make some sort of klita for the whole year. It's not natural. The eish was tamid. The eish was always there. Nischamayim was very miyuchdik avoda. Shmini Atzeres allows for a certain klita on a permanent level. Maybe another nigun then. How many people haven't done Ma'ariv?
Okay, so we have everyone will stay for my. We have just. Oh.